City and Guilds Qualifications. International ESOL Achiever Level B1. New 2009 CEFR Aligned Practice Paper 2. Part 1. Part 1. You will hear 6 sentences twice. Choose the best reply to each sentence. Look at the example. If you hear, "Do you know where Citibank is, please? Do you know where Citibank is, please?" the best reply is B. Put a circle round the letter of the best reply. Number 1. Number 1.
How would you like your tea? How would you like your tea?
Number 2. Number 2.
It's really cold today, isn't it? It's really cold today, isn't it?
Number 3. Number 3.
I wonder why she's so late. I wonder why she's so late.
Number 4. Number 4.
Can you give me a hand, please? Can you give me a hand, please?
Number 5. Number 5.
Hello, Jane. It's Tom. Hello, Jane. It's Tom.
Number 6. Number 6.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. It's so noisy in here. Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. It's so noisy in here.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Part two. You will hear 3 short conversations. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answer to complete the sentence. Put a circle round the letter of the best answer. You will hear each conversation twice. Look at the questions for conversation 1. Conversation 1.
Thank goodness it's Friday. I'm exhausted.
Me too. It's been a hard week at work.
What about going out somewhere to eat?
Great. I'm too tired to cook tonight. Anyway, I don't think there's much in the fridge.
Well, where shall we go? There's that new Indian restaurant that opened last week. It's just around the corner.
Oh, I know it's not far to walk. And normally I love curry, but I don't want anything spicy tonight.
How about that Italian restaurant? You know, Gianni's. Their pizzas are delicious.
I know, but it's always full at weekends, and you have to wait ages for a table. It's just too popular.
Then let's get some fish and chips and eat in front of the telly.
Yes, we can be really lazy.
Thank goodness it's Friday. I'm exhausted.
Me too. It's been a hard week at work.
What about going out somewhere to eat?
Great. I'm too tired to cook tonight. Anyway, I don't think there's much in the fridge.
Well, where shall we go? There's that new Indian restaurant that opened last week. It's just around the corner.
Oh, I know it's not far to walk, and normally I love curry, but I don't want anything spicy tonight.
How about that Italian restaurant? You know, Gianni's. Their pizzas are delicious.
I know, but it's always full at weekends, and you have to wait ages for a table. It's just too popular.
Then let's get some fish and chips and eat in front of the telly.
Yes, we can be really lazy.
Now look at the questions for conversation two. Conversation 2.
So I told her she couldn't go out to a disco on a school night.
Well, what time does it finish?
Not until 9 o'clock, so it would be nearly 10 by the time she got home.
But if she's done all her homework, I don't see that it's such a problem.
It's just too late during the week.
Maybe we're being too strict with her.
No! She'll be too tired at school.
But if all her friends are going...
She's only 14. That's too young.
14 isn't so young nowadays.
Look, if you think it's okay for our daughter to go, then you collect her and make sure she gets up in time for school tomorrow.
Maybe you're right. She is too young.
So I told her she couldn't go out to a disco on a school night.
Well, what time does it finish?
Not until 9 o'clock, so it would be nearly 10 by the time she got home.
But if she's done all her homework, I don't see that it's such a problem.
It's just too late during the week.
Maybe we're being too strict with her.
No, she'll be too tired at school.
But if all her friends are going...
She's only 14. That's too young.
14 isn't so young nowadays.
Look, if you think it's okay for our daughter to go, then you collect her and make sure she gets up in time for school tomorrow.
Maybe you're right. She is too young.
Now look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
Do you want to go and see the latest Star Cruise sci-fi film next week?
Absolutely. I've heard it's fantastic.
Well, why don't we go next Saturday evening?
Oh, no, sorry. The weekend's no good at all. It's my parents' wedding anniversary and there's a big party planned.
OK. What about Friday?
Sorry. I'm driving up to my parents straight after work.
Well, you suggest a date.
Any other evening during the week is good. Why don't we make it Thursday?
Fine. Let's meet at 7 outside the cinema.
I've got a better idea. How about we meet half an hour before and go for a coffee before the film starts?
OK. See you then. Do you want to go and see the latest Star Cruise sci-fi film next week?
Absolutely. I've heard it's fantastic.
Well, why don't we go next Saturday evening?
Oh, no, sorry. The weekend's no good at all. It's my parents' wedding anniversary and there's a big party planned.
OK. What about Friday?
Sorry. I'm driving up to my parents straight after work.
Well, you suggest a date.
Any other evening during the week is good. Why don't we make it Thursday?
Fine. Let's meet at 7 outside the cinema.
I've got a better idea. How about we meet half an hour before and go for a coffee before the film starts?
OK. See you then.
That is the end of part 2. Part 3. Listen to the announcement at a railway station. Write short answers about the announcement, 1 to 3 words. First, look at the notes. An example is done for you. You will hear the announcement twice.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the station manager speaking. I'm sorry to announce that we are experiencing several problems today. This means that there will be a few changes to the departure times and schedules of trains leaving from the station this morning. This is because of thick snow, which has caused delays to some incoming trains. We have a series of time changes to inform you of, so please listen carefully for details of your train. First of all, the 10:15 train to London will now be leaving at 10:55 a.m. I'm afraid we've also had to make some platform alterations as we clear the snow from the rails. Passengers are asked to note that the London train will now be departing from Platform 9, not Platform 3. Passengers already waiting on the platform will need to make their way to the stairs and cross over to Platform 9, which is on the far side of the station. Our second announcement is for passengers travelling to Bristol. The train to Bristol, which was due to leave at 11:40, will now not depart until 12:20 p.m. We really do apologise for the delay to this service. If passengers need further information about changes to the timetable, please telephone our customer services helpline on 594 6604, or they can check our website for details at www.railtimes.com. There is also a message for a Mr. Green, who is travelling to Glasgow. Would you please come to the lost luggage office where somebody has handed in your laptop? I repeat, Mr. Green, your laptop is awaiting collection.
Part 3.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the station manager speaking. I'm sorry to announce that we are experiencing several problems today. This means that there will be a few changes to the departure times and schedules of trains leaving from the station this morning. This is because of thick snow, which has caused delays to some incoming trains. We have a series of time changes to inform you of, so please listen carefully for details of your train. First of all, the 10:15 train to London will now be leaving at 10:55 a.m. I'm afraid we've also had to make some platform alterations as we clear the snow from the rails. Passengers are asked to note that the London train will now be departing from Platform 9, not Platform 3. Passengers already waiting on the platform will need to make their way to the stairs and cross over to Platform 9, which is on the far side of the station. Our second announcement is for passengers travelling to Bristol. The train to Bristol, which was due to leave at 11:40, will now not depart until 12:20 p.m. We really do apologise for the delay to this service. If passengers need further information about changes to the timetable, please telephone our customer services helpline on 594 6604, or they can check our website for details at www.railtimes.com. There is also a message for a Mr. Green, who is travelling to Glasgow. Would you please come to the lost luggage office where somebody has handed in your laptop? I repeat, Mr. Green, your laptop is awaiting collection.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Part 4. Listen to the conversation between Peter and Liz about holidays and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. First, look at the questions. The first one is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hi, Liz. Come and sit down. How did you get on at the travel agents?
Oh, Peter, it's not easy. There are so many different places, it's difficult to choose.
Who are you going with?
A couple of friends from university and my flatmate. We've been on holiday together before.
Well, where do you all like going? I mean, the seaside, mountains, lakes, cities, or what?
Oh, the coast, definitely. We all love swimming and sunbathing and reading on the beach.
That sounds awful. I'd be bored within a day.
Would you? But there's so much to do by the ocean. You know, all sorts of water sports. Sailing, water skiing, scuba diving.
No, sorry, it's not my idea of a holiday at all.
Then what do you like doing on holiday?
I'm keen on visiting old cities, or touring around, or activity holidays. You know, where you can try out a new hobby, like painting or photography, or even bird watching.
Cities? But you live in a city and work in a library. Surely you don't want to spend your holidays in yet another city.
Hey, there are usually some fantastic museums and art galleries, and I love all the old buildings. You can learn so much about history and different cultures, and people are always interesting.
Well, I love meeting new people and finding out about their way of life, but I'd hate to spend my holiday in a city, the noise and dirt and crowds.
No, if you follow a good guidebook, you can always find green parks to relax in, or old town squares with fountains.
Well, that sounds okay, but it's not my idea of fun. Although I do like sitting outside at pavement cafes, just watching the world go by.
Exactly. There's always something interesting to do or see in a city. For example, last summer there was a huge international folk festival in one city where I was staying. Music and dancing from all over the world.
That would be fun. But where do you stay? Cities can be pretty pricey.
Too right. But I check out reasonable hostels or bed and breakfast accommodation on the internet before I travel. And what about you?
Oh, the same as always. We'll be camping.
I don't believe you. You're joking. What about all those horrible, creepy crawlies that can get in your tent? Beetles and bugs and things? It might be cheap, but...
Peter! You aren't very brave, are you? Wouldn't you like to come with us this summer? Where's your sense of adventure?
Thanks for the invitation, but I like my comfort and a warm, soft bed at night. Hi, Liz. Come and sit down. How did you get on at the travel agents?
Oh, Peter, it's not easy. There are so many different places, it's difficult to choose.
Who are you going with?
A couple of friends from university and my flatmate. We've been on holiday together before.
Well, where do you all like going? I mean, the seaside, mountains, lakes, cities, or what?
Oh, the coast, definitely. We all love swimming and sunbathing and reading on the beach.
That sounds awful. I'd be bored within a day.
Would you? But there's so much to do by the ocean. You know, all sorts of water sports. Sailing, water skiing, scuba diving.
No, sorry, it's not my idea of a holiday at all.
Then what do you like doing on holiday?
I'm keen on visiting old cities, or touring around, or activity holidays. You know, where you can try out a new hobby, like painting or photography, or even bird watching.
Cities? But you live in a city and work in a library. Surely you don't want to spend your holidays in yet another city.
Hey, there are usually some fantastic museums and art galleries, and I love all the old buildings. You can learn so much about history and different cultures, and people are always interesting.
Well, I love meeting new people and finding out about their way of life, but I'd hate to spend my holiday in a city, the noise and dirt and crowds.
No, if you follow a good guidebook, you can always find green parks to relax in, or old town squares with fountains.
Well, that sounds okay, but it's not my idea of fun. Although I do like sitting outside at pavement cafes, just watching the world go by.
Exactly. There's always something interesting to do or see in a city. For example, last summer there was a huge international folk festival in one city where I was staying. Music and dancing from all over the world.
That would be fun. But where do you stay? Cities can be pretty pricey.
Too right. But I check out reasonable hostels or bed and breakfast accommodation on the internet before I travel. And what about you?
Oh, the same as always. We'll be camping.
I don't believe you. You're joking. What about all those horrible, creepy crawlies that can get in your tent? Beetles and bugs and things? It might be cheap, but...
Peter! You aren't very brave, are you? Wouldn't you like to come with us this summer? Where's your sense of adventure?
Thanks for the invitation, but I like my comfort and a warm, soft bed at night.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.